One being engaging stakeholders, so that's both inside the agency and outside the agency, getting support, soliciting feedback, and keeping stakeholders informed, such as OMB, for example, and really managing proactively, so communicating progress if there's issues or roadblocks, really escalating those issues, and also just kind of communicating goals and objectives of the program. Another one, working together, so really having industry and government collaborate more, you know, creating integrated process teams and really cross consultant and government communication. And then the last one related to communication, I would say, is guiding change. So typical organizational change management concept, using user representatives in the field, working with those users to validate requirements, and really making sure that you address user needs while also remaining within scope, right, which isn't an easy thing, but it's necessary.
Now, a lot of those things that you mentioned, particularly the communication and making sure that people are getting the feedback that they need, good or bad, makes such perfect sense when you say it and you think to your sort of forehead slap moment and say, why haven't we been doing this before? What's been the hang up that's prevented that?
Our experience, I'd say people tend to focus on the things around implementing the actual product, right? So putting the system in place and getting it to work. So the integration aspects of it and the other pieces of it, the, you know, I would call the softer pieces. So things like communication or things like putting in place a governance process or the things, training, things that take, you know, a back burner in terms of, you know, the focus, and it can be the difference between success and failure on these systems.
Deborah Kammer-Hines is Vice President and Partner in the Public Sector Consulting Leader at IBM Global Business Services, and Angela Carrington is a partner in IBM Global Business Services. We glossed over that idea of requirements, though. It seems that of many, many projects that go off the rails in the federal government, it's because of requirements creep. Maybe one of the rules might be to stick with your 80% solution and forget about adding that last 20% where all the changes occur, and maybe that would get more projects over the line.
I think what you're touching on is the customization aspects of it, so feeling like their individual situation is unique in a particular agency and not hitting the 80% fit. So, yes, it's requirements, but I also think it's the notion of that 80% or the feeling that their requirements are unique.
Right, and I think there's this whole idea of standardization, and, you know, OMB's memo really focuses on taking advantage of standardized processes across government. So, right, it's not just within the agencies, but across government. So maybe that 20% can be accomplished through a process that's already been established by another agency. And so I think it's important to not just look within, but to look outside.
So in other words, maybe an agency could change the way it does things to fit the package they're trying to install instead of trying to change the what they're trying to install to fit their requirements that probably aren't all that necessary anyhow.
Yes, absolutely. And I think a lot of times what we have seen in our experience is that agencies try to automate what's a bad process already, which is what you're touching on. And the idea is to really look at best practices, lessons learned, and what really is the best, most efficient process, and to configure the system to meet that.
And as you touched on earlier, there are some challenges when it comes to this, particularly OMB cracking down on financial management upgrades, and some plans are getting killed. So how are agencies going to be able to apply these principles? How do you put this into action, implement the principle?
I think that we have started to work with the agencies where we're implementing systems and really focusing on these 10 areas. But I think the key, again, is communication and really integrating what we've put here in this paper into a reality. So many times, like you said, a lot of these seem like common sense, but I think that there hasn't been a lot of focus on them in general. And so I think really it's just communication and really incorporating this into our integrated project plans.
And Deborah, what do you think of the TechStat sessions that have been initiated by the CIO, Vivek Kundra? Is that something that an agency leader could do with his own CIO staff in this area of developing complex systems?
Yes, that's a, I mean, it's a very good idea. And, you know, we need to collect feedback from the industry on how those are working and how we could implement that across the government. I think there's a lot of knowledge out there in the industry from experiences that have happened across the government that could be circled back.
And what happens to your report now?
Well, so we're hoping that people will read it and will take some of those initiatives we've identified and apply them in practice. I think that really the key thing that you can't really underestimate is the value of getting the senior buy-in from the agencies to really accept their role in helping to drive the, you know, success of the system going forward. I think that's really key.